The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that high school athletic associations may be sued for recruiting regulations they set up to try to protect students from undue pressures. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's 5-4 ruling came in a case brought by Brentwood Academy, a private religious school in Tennessee that has traditionally fielded powerhouse football teams and aggressively recruited potential players. That aggressiveness eventually landed the school in hot water with the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association. In 1997, the association ruled that Brentwood had violated rules against undue influence on junior high star players by giving them free tickets to high school football games and inviting them to join spring training at the high school, even though they were still eighth graders. The association imposed a strict penalty. It put Brentwood on probation for 4 years, banned it from tournaments for 2, and fined the school $3,000. The school promptly went to court, complaining that the athletic association was violating its First Amendment free speech rights by erecting a Berlin Wall around junior high students it wished to communicate with. Now, it's important in understanding this case to remember that an organization is subject to such lawsuits only if it is a so-called state actor, either a government entity or a surrogate government entity. The Constitution permits private organizations to engage in all kinds of unpleasant behavior that is not tolerated when engaged in by government. And so the question in this case is whether the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association is a state organization. Yesterday, the Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, concluded it is. Writing for the court majority, Justice David Souter said that the athletic association is private in name only. For nearly 40 years, he said, it was designated by the state as the official arbiter of state athletic competition, and a 1997 law that softened that language, he said, was little more than words. 84% of the organization's membership, he said, consists of public schools who designate their faculty and principals as the leadership of the organization. Half of the governing council's meetings were held during school hours, and public schools have largely provided for the organization's financial support. A state actor by any other name, said Justice Souter, is still a state actor and is subject to lawsuits when schools or students charge that their rights have been violated. Justice Souter derided as unjustified the fears expressed by the Athletic Association that the courts would now be flooded with lawsuits like this one. He noted that every appeals court but the one in this case has ruled that such associations are stand-ins for the state, and yet there's been no such litigation explosion. But Danny Reeves, a lawyer for the Kentucky Athletic Association, disagrees.
I think that's the practical consequences. If we didn't have a litigious society now in these kinds of cases, we're certainly going to have, probably after this decision.
And many women's rights organizations agreed that yesterday's ruling would be an added tool in their legal arsenal. Barbara Burr filed a friend of the court brief in this case on behalf of 26 different women's organizations. She says the decision will help guarantee equality for women in sports.
How many sports are offered, which sports are offered, which sports are offered to girls, what kind of treatment they're going to get, what their locker rooms, you know, are going to look like. Athletic associations determine a lot of that in the rules that they set. And so what this means is that girls have a valuable tool in terms of making sure that they get an equal share of those opportunities.
Dissenting from yesterday's ruling were Chief Justice Rehnquist and Justices Thomas, Scalia, and Kennedy. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.